Mark chapter 4 and beginning at verse 35. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowds behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the winds, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." I would have loved to have seen the faces of those disciples when Jesus said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Given all that they've been through, it must have been the most extraordinary and slightly irritating pair of questions to be asked. Although they were probably far too polite to say so, they must have thought, "Lord, do you know what it's just been like? Do you know how long we've just rowed along in this boat thinking, I hope we're going to get to the other side? Why have we got no help from Jesus? Do you know how long we thought we're not going to make it? This extraordinary squall has blown up. I think this is going to be the end. Why did we come here anyway? All right, we've left one lot of crowd on one side, but there's bound to be other problems on the other that you've to deal with. Why didn't we just stay where we were? This is simply not a good place in which to find ourselves." And then when everything was stilled, Jesus says, in effect, "What is all the fuss about?" They must have been slightly frustrated by that question. He so calm, they so tense and exhausted and hardly daring to believe what had happened. But he asked them two questions, which I think regularly he puts to you and to me. "Why are you so afraid?" he says. "Why the anxiety? Why the worry, the fuss, the concern, the fear about the future?" Well, the answer is obvious both for them and often for us. Do you not appreciate what we're facing? Do you not understand what we're going through? Do you not know what it feels like? To which Jesus must have explained later, because of the way Mark phrases this particular episode, Jesus must have been thinking, "But you've got me with you. Let us go over to the other side." He's recorded in saying, in verse 35, not as he did on other occasions, sending them on ahead. He went with them, and he was there asleep in the midst of them. "Why are you so afraid?" he says. "I'm here. I'm looking after you. I've not gone away." And the same he says to you and me when he puts to the question, "Why are you anxious? Why are you feeling the pressure? Why are you concerned about the future?" And out of us often bubbles a whole lot of reasons why this is the nightmare moment. And he says, "You've got me with you." And if you and I are going to be where he would have us be, he wants us to be increasingly aware of his presence. It's not physical for us, but by his Holy Spirit. So far this morning, I wonder, how aware have we been of the Holy Spirit, of being in the presence of the Spirit of Jesus? Of course, at a moment like this, I'm on the slightly high moral ground because, of course, having been praying and worrying about a service and a sermon, I've been desperately aware of the Spirit of Jesus, talking to him constantly, saying, you know, they're all going to be here, it's going to have to be good, I hope the worship's good, the ministry's good, the talk's good, it's all got to be there, yeah, you just assure me that you're listening. But quite often, you know, you can be rushing from things and not be at all aware of the Spirit of Jesus. He says, are you aware of being in my presence? Then he says, do you have no faith? Seems an odd thing that they'd left everything to follow him, and he puts them on the spot like that. Do you not know the sacrifices we've made, Jesus? Do you not know we've done and left behind in order to follow you? But interestingly, of course, since they become his disciples, he'd done it all and they'd watched. They got into a spectator relationship. And Jesus is saying, now today, I want you, he says to his disciples, to begin to grow your faith muscles. I want you to prepare to face the challenges and pray about them and trust me through them. I want you to emerge from every difficult situation stronger because we're in partnership and you're no longer going to be spectators. Up until then, they'd watched. After that, they began to have to do things that would test how much they trusted him. It's easier for you and me sometimes to be spectators. And Jesus says, from today, I want you to be in situations and respond to them where you're really having to trust me. And you emerge saying, oh, you were faithful. I think I trust you a little more after this. Don't push me too hard, too fast, Jesus. But actually, I think I do trust you just a little more. Sensing his presence, growing in trust. That's what he's calling us to do.